Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back, episode 30. It's September 4th, 2016. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are at, I thank you for taking the time to tune into this podcast. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Labor Day is tomorrow, September 5th. And I know everybody's going to be chilling out with the fam and friends. Please be safe. Have a great time. But don't forget all the first responders out there that are making it possible for everybody else to have a good time. They are out there doing a very, very difficult job in this very difficult environment. I don't care what Colin Kaepernick thinks. Everybody out there, or at least the majority of people out there, appreciate law enforcement. So thank you to all the first responders out there. Come home safe, and I hope you have a good and safe Labor Day. I wanted to take a moment today and talk about the importance of goal setting. Goal setting is so important in our lives, and the most important benefit of setting goals isn't achieving your goal. It's what you do and the person you become in order to achieve your goal. That's the real benefit. And that is from Jim Rohn. And for those of you who don't know who Jim Rohn is, he's an American entrepreneur, author, and a motivational speaker. And unfortunately, he died some years ago, but his teachings and philosophies live on. And he's a great person and a mentor to check out. So check him out again, Jim Rohn. And some people really, if I could digress for just a moment, some people were asking me where I was getting my outro and intro from, or intro and outro, I'm sorry. And that is from a guy named Tim Page. And you can go to timthepage.com, T-I-M, the P-A-I-G-E.com. And for those of you out there who want to start a podcast or have a podcast that wants some voiceover, Tim the Page is a great resource to go to. So again, timthepage.com, go out, check him out, and he can provide those voiceovers and intros and outros that you might need. So props to Tim, and thank you for what you've done for CJ Evolution. I appreciate it. So again, goal setting. Goal setting is powerful because it provides focus for us. It shapes our dreams. It gives us the ability to hone into the exact actions we need to perform to achieve everything we desire in life. Life is designed in such a way that we look long-term and live short-term. We dream for the future and live in the present. Unfortunately, the present can produce many difficult obstacles. But setting goals provides long-term vision in our lives. We all need powerful long-range goals to help us get past those short-term obstacles. Fortunately, the more powerful our goals are, the more we'll be able to act on and guarantee that they will actually come to pass. So I'm going to talk about four goal-setting things that you can do. And number one is evaluate and reflect. The only way we can reasonably decide what we want in our future is how we get there. And how we get there is to know where we are right now and what our current level of satisfaction is. So if you're in your job, say you're a patrol officer, and you're satisfied with that, then great. You know, and if you know where you want to go, then that is even more great. So again, where are you at right now? Reflect, you know, what your current level of satisfaction is. If you're not satisfied where you're at right now, you need to take steps to change that, right? You need to set some goals. Think about your current situation. And again, if you want to change where you're at, you need to set some goals. So two, define your dreams and your goals. We all have dreams and goals we want to achieve in our lives. And if you want to become a sergeant in that police department, you need to set a goal. Improve, learn, do what you have to do to reach those goals. One of the most amazing things we have been given as humans is the unquenchable desire to have dreams of a better life and the ability to establish and set goals to live out those dreams. We can look deep within our hearts and dream of a better situation for ourselves and our families. We can dream of a better financial, emotional, and spiritual or physical life. We have also been given the ability not only to dream, but pursue those dreams. remember, action is key. Action is key. We can, you know, lay out the cognitive plans, you know, to set those dreams in motion. So what are your goals and your dreams? And I would encourage people to write those goals and dreams down. So that is number two. Number three, make your goals SMART. The acronym SMART, S-M-A-R-T. So the first letter, which is S, is specific. Goals are no place to waffle. They are no place to be vague. Ambiguous goals produce ambiguous results. Incomplete goals produce incomplete futures. M, measurable. Always set goals that are measurable. I would say specifically measurable to take into account our principle of being specific. Attainable. Are those gains or are those goals attainable? One of the most detrimental things people do with good intentions is setting goals that are so high that they are unattainable. Now, you need to set goals, but they need to be attainable or they're not going to be, you can't reach them. Realistic. There are some goals that simply are not realistic. You have to be able to say, even if it is tremendously stretching goal, that yes, indeed, it is entirely realistic that you could make it. You may even have to say that will take, you know, X, Y, Z, A, B, and C to do it. But if those happens, then it can be done. This is no way to say that it shouldn't be a big goal, but it must be realistic. I think we all know that. So if you want to become that chief of police, you need to set goals now. Time. Every goal should have a time frame attached to it. One of the most powerful aspects of a great goal is to have an end, a time in which you are shooting to accomplish it. It's great to have goals, but there needs to be a time frame. As time goes by, you work on it because you don't want to get behind, and you work diligently because you want to meet a deadline. You may even have to break down a big goal into different parts of measurements and time frame, but that's okay. Set smaller goals and work them out in their own time frame. And have accountability. You know, not only, you know, being accountable to yourself first. If you're accountable to yourself first, being accountable to everybody else is going to come. When somebody knows what your goals are, they hold you accountable by asking you to give an account of what you or where you are in your process of achieving your goal. We all do the New Year's Eve goals, right? I have. And I failed at those goals. But I have other goals that I'm on track with. The point is if somebody knows your goals, they don't have to know every goal that you want to achieve. But if somebody knows some of your goals, like your spouse or your family, they're going to be more apt to ask you about those goals. It's going to be, again, holding you accountable. Accountability puts some teeth into the process. If a goal is set and only one person knows it, does it really have any power? Many times, no. I remember years ago, I was chewing. It was horrible. Chewing tobacco. And, you know, the more people I told that I was going to quit, and I've since quit. It's been like 7 years. But the more people I told that I was going to quit, the more accountable I became because people were always asking me about it. People were keeping me on the straight and narrow. A goal isn't as powerful if you don't have one or more people who can hold you accountable to it. So that is it, folks. I hope everybody is doing well and having a great day. Please be safe this Labor Day weekend. And, you know, thank you for tuning in. If you would do me a favor, go over to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. You're also going to hear it on the outro. So with that, everybody, please be safe. I look forward to our next podcast very soon. Take care, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.